Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach, and I am so incredibly honored to be with you all here this morning. I am back in the beautiful state of New Mexico and enjoying my time preparing for our special radio show together with you this morning. I am one of 40 coaches involved in the Life Coach Radio Network, and we have so many exciting things going on within the Life Coach Radio Network. We have three different channels now. We have a Life Coach Chat, we have Life Coach Radio Network International, and Life Coach Radio. And the colleagues that I am privileged to be with each and every episode with you are amazing, and we all have something beautiful to bring to the table. So if you have not had a chance to tune in and listen to the wide variety of coaches that we offer here at Life Coach Radio Network, I really want to encourage you to do that. You can find us here at Blog Talk Radio. You can find us also at lifecoachradionetworks.com. It is a wonderful website of all the different coaches represented within our network. And you can also find us on iTunes, which is super exciting because you can sign up to subscribe to download our podcast and listen at your leisure. So today I am, you know, I've been in great anticipation for quite some time now to be able to talk with my colleague, Jen Cole, about these topics of betrayal, trust, and forgiveness. Oftentimes these are hot button topics that not a lot of people are very willing to talk about. And so I'm super excited to be with you, and I thank you so much for joining in with us this morning. I want to offer you up the phone number to call in if you would like to interact with Jennifer or I on this radio program. I really want to invite you to do that. And the call-in guest number is 646-716-9397. And you'll be prompted when you call in if you would like to interact with the radio host, me. That's Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. And I will cue you in and am super excited to hear what you have to say. We really do welcome your call. You know, I just had a very exciting week. I just got back from Nashville, Tennessee, very early Monday morning from one of the most fantastic and inspiring and affirming weekends that I have ever been allowed to have the privilege of experience. I was at the AACC World Conference, and I was able to rub shoulders, walk beside some of the most phenomenal coaches and counselors within the Christian world this week, and I'm incredibly honored to be able to do that. And please look forward to hearing more from me in that avenue as I blog and talk and put together some YouTube videos describing my experience and what's next on the horizon for Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach. Many exciting things coming. So, without further ado, I want to introduce to you the lovely colleague and friend of mine, Jennifer Cole. Jennifer, thank you so very much for joining with me this morning to dive into this lovely, encouraging, challenging, and hot-button topic.
Well, I think you just summed it up right there. Thank you, Leanne. I have to take this opportunity first to thank you. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for the coaching expertise that you've shared and brought in to all of your previous radio shows. It's just been very instrumental to me personally, and I want to thank you for that. And also to those that created this Life Coaching Network for us on Blog Talk Radio. I just think it's a phenomenal endeavor, and I understand it's taken off quite drastically. So I'm grateful for that. Do you want me to go ahead and introduce myself at this point then?
You know what, that would be great, Jennifer. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell our lovely listeners all about Jennifer Cole.
Sure. Well, it's afternoon where I am, just past 12. I'm in beautiful southern Ontario, just across the border from New York State. So I'm Canadian, and you may pick that up on some of my accents or my words. I'm a certified professional coach, and I specialize in relationship restoration. My niche is coaching women who feel betrayed by their spouse's infidelity, and I believe that if just one person changes in the relationship, the whole person changes. So phenomenal, supernatural almost changes can occur within a marriage or a significant relationship if we just focus on one individual, even if you don't have the cooperation just yet of your partner. I'm also a qualified Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner, and I'm currently being certified in sexual addiction recovery with the American Association of Sex Addiction Therapy, and currently being certified for partners trauma with the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts Trauma Specialists. I also have 20 years experience as a registered nurse with my degree in nursing science and a post-RN diploma in occupational health nursing. And as I've already mentioned, I'm a Canadian, but I'm also a mom, an entrepreneur, a Christian, a daughter, sister, a friend, and I am the wife of a recovered sex addict and intimacy anorexic. So really what I hope today in working with my esteemed colleague Leanne is to be able to share some of my life experiences with these particular topics. And I hope that my completion of my own version of a 12-step program and my facilitation skills, my nursing background, my coaching, as well as my values of trust and peace and healthy marriage will enable me to share my authentic self and be real for all of you that are listening to this very special topic about when we've experienced betrayal, have to regain trust, and ultimately forgive.
Beautiful, Jennifer. Wow, thank you so much for sharing. And, you know, that is what I love about my radio program. Listeners, if this is your first time tuning in to Walk Your Talk with Leanne, I want to welcome you and just introduce you a little bit to why I am on radio and why I bring in the guests that I do. Jennifer Cole is an epitome of what I love to do, the people I love to work with, and the desire that I have to walk my talk shoulder to shoulder with each one of my guests. Jennifer Cole is a woman who exemplifies walking her talk through healing, through forgiveness, through betrayal. And I'm really honored to have you with us, or with me, Jennifer, today, you know, as the CEO of La Dolce Vita Coaching, which is a sweet life. As a former homeschool mom myself, a devoted warrior wife, a reunited adoptee, all of these wonderful things that shape our identity, who we are, and our desire to give back to this world, we all have a really strong opportunity and a very beautiful voice to share with this world. And so I want to thank you, Jennifer, for your courage to be on today. I want to thank you for your voice, your eloquence, your love for our risen Savior and your love for people and for women. And I stand with you in agreement of all of those things. And so, listeners, you are very privileged to join us today, to have this very esteemed guest and to have an opportunity to listen and share with both Jennifer and I. And again, I just want to give you a call-in number if you would like to interact, ask questions of my colleague Jennifer or myself. The number is 646-716-9397. So, Jennifer, beautiful introduction. I thank you so much for sharing all of that with myself and our listeners. And as we have been chatting over the months and sharing our lives with one another, we have definitely come to the realization that we are incredibly like-minded. We love to serve people, and we definitely love our God. And so right now, I just want to give a shout-out to Him for connecting our lives and our hearts together. And I really do want to jump into our topic tonight because or this morning, this afternoon, where you are, and listeners wherever you are on the globe, because we are international and incredibly privileged to have this opportunity. So, Jennifer, well, let's go ahead and jump right in and start talking about our topics. You know, when I think of betrayal, there's a lot of things that really do bubble up for me. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways of betrayal. It could be spouse betrayal, right, that you've experienced. It could be betrayal with our finances. It could be betrayal with harsh words of a parent. It could be betrayal of our aging bodies, the devastation of a lost job. It could be bigotry. It could be prejudices that come on us from society. All these experiences are betrayals that can really demonstrate negative feelings of separation, abandonment, alienation, and a lot of emotional distance. And so with that little opening, Jennifer, I would love for you, if you could share with myself and our listeners, what does betrayal mean to you?
Yeah, wow. You really pointed out a lot of areas that any one of us could experience a form of betrayal. So I thank you for that. As you already identified, the most significant betrayal that has occurred in my lifetime so far has been infidelity in my marriage through my husband's sex addiction. But I feel like the overall definition of betrayal is around that perceived, what you perceive as an act of deceit or being led astray. And I think that applies to anybody's situation, mine in particular. I signed on to a marriage. We shared vows on a particular day, and unbeknownst to me, they were broken. I feel led astray. But I also think that in light of all the other areas you identified, I would believe that the definition might fit for there as well. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Jennifer. I definitely agree with you 100%. And I am very humbled and honored that you would be willing to share parts of your story here with us. And infidelity, sexual addiction, those issues are incredibly painful things to have to walk through, and I just stand with you as a fellow sister and warrior wife in that these issues are permeating our culture, they're permeating the church, and they're an area that a lot of people are not willing to talk about nor even explore within their own lives. And so congratulations to you, and again, I am incredibly humbled and honored that you would join us to share with us more about all of that. You know, when we talk about the moral failures or the desertion and about putting loyalties into a relationship and seeing that covenant relationship violated or broken in any way, it can literally rock our world. And it can cause us to really start to question what it is we stand for, and even who we are as a person at the very core of our identity. And so let's go ahead. You know, we all kind of understand betrayal, right? We get what it means to have our personhood, our covenant relationships, our pocketbooks, whatever it is, betrayed and defiled in some way. And so, Jennifer, if you could share with us some of the effects that you have experienced or that you have seen in the world around you regarding the effects of betrayal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I mean, talk about being like-minded. As you just described that, what came up for me as a quote I've heard before about betrayal is that their act of betrayal does not define you. That's something that they did. And yet, with that, what I have personally experienced, but also hear from the countless women that I've coached, are themes that come up time and time again. And the thoughts that they have about themselves, and I had it for myself at one point too, was, I'm a fool. How could I possibly be betrayed like this? How could I not see this happening? What's wrong with me? It could be something like, I'm not lovable. How could someone that supposedly loves me do this to me? And you know, the big question, whether you ask it to God or your higher power, is why me? Why did this happen to me? What have I done wrong in my life to deserve this? And that's what I hear the most, that comes up as those internal thoughts or those inner critics, gremlins, if you will. I personally think it's Satan that is our enemy that tells us those things, like, you are a fool. And that's what keeps you down and keeps you from overcoming that betrayal. Things happen in life, I get that, and there's various degrees of betrayal, but all of it is something that we can overcome.
Absolutely. You know, betrayal, when I think about it, it's kind of like a train wreck. You know, everybody sees the victims after the accident, but none of us really saw that accident coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when I think about that, you know, like you said, why me? Why is this happening? What's going on? How did I miss this? Kind of things that come up for us can really cause a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, I've really heard it explained in other people's lives that our vision of what reality really is totally gone. It shatters. It shatters that sense of self. And it can cause a lot of anxiety. It can cause a lot of angst and blaming of ourselves. And really, it distorts the way we even choose to look at the world when a betrayal has come into our world. What do you think about that?
Wow, I've got, like, just flooding into me right now just a bunch of one-word feelings that maybe I could share with you that I think would complement exactly what you just said. I've heard this
time and time again and
experienced myself. I mean, what I hear all the time is, I'm afraid, I'm shocked, I'm confused, I'm angry, I'm traumatized, I am ashamed, that's a big one, I'm disgusted, I'm impure, I'm grieving, I'm vengeful, I'm unsafe, and sometimes it's they've been conned. They feel like they've been conned.
Wow. Beautiful. And so that, let's expound on that just for a minute, that whole idea of being conned. Can you expound on that just a little bit for our listeners?
Well, I think that's a great word that exemplifies how what we're talking about today, the betrayal, trust, and forgiveness, these things are not mutually exclusive. I think we've all experienced that, but I really want to point that out, that as much as you and I are kind of going through them as though they're silos today, that's not really the case. And part of that feeling of being conned, it surfaces as the result of the betrayal, but it speaks so much to the trust that we had in that person. Another quote that comes up for me when we're talking about this is, betrayal starts with trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you started off by trusting somebody and they broke that trust, hence the betrayal. So, you know, the women that I coach, they often describe that because in our situation, like I already identified, you signed on to a marriage through your wedding vows. And you were presented something, and it's almost like they call it, I think the term is bait and switch. You were,
right.
You know, you were dangled something through dating and even through the early months or years of marriage, only to all of a sudden have this different person put in front of you. And the same thing I think could apply to, as we've just talked about before, as someone who's been adopted. You know, you mm-hmm. think you belong to this biological family, only to later find out, nope, not so much. Or what your financial situation was, only to find out you're about to lose your house, or something like that. So that's sort of the con. It's where the person that betrays you presented themselves falsely, and then you later find out, and then you're left confused, wondering, well, what parts of them are real? What parts can I love and believe versus what parts do I have to cast aside?
Absolutely. Very well said. You know, it's kind of a very odd feeling, I am sure, when, you know, you wake up next to somebody that you don't even know.
They're a complete stranger.
They're a complete stranger, and the things that you thought and dreamed about all of your lives are completely shattered and changed, and forever changed due to a betrayal. And so, you know, definitely resonating with me, just love your honesty in sharing all of that. And I know it's speaking to my listeners right now that are definitely walking this road of betrayal. And so, listeners, I just want to, again, offer up a phone number to you, 646-716-9397, if you would like to call in and ask any questions or chime in. I see that we do have a lot of live listeners right now, and I welcome you, and I thank you for sharing this airtime with Jennifer and I. You know, I would really love to move us into, if we could, talk about some of the steps, Jennifer, that we can address a little bit about how to even deal with these betrayals, because oftentimes in our lives, like I said, the betrayal comes in like a train wreck. We didn't even see it coming. You know, that betrayal could be a marital infidelity. That betrayal could be, oh, my goodness, like we have mentioned, so many things. It could be a lie, right, from a child. Yeah. It could be a lie from somebody that we have trusted and put our hope and our confidence in for all of these years, and then all of a sudden something comes in and totally derails us. We find a bank statement that makes absolutely no sense. We find a text message or an email, right, that comes in that rocks us and we don't understand. What do we do with that? Yeah. What do we do with that on an intimate level with ourselves, in our own minds, in our hearts, and in our very spirit? And so let's go ahead and transition into some of that right now. You know, one thing that I think comes up for me is, you know, step one, really, for me, at least when I have experienced betrayal in my life, has been, oh boy, I better take control of my emotions right now. I better take, actually not necessarily control, but be aware of what it is I am feeling, because I don't want to be part of that train wreck, even though I feel like I am on the track, kind of like the penny that we place on the railroad track, and as that train comes by, I completely get squashed. That's one of the feelings that can come up for me when I've been betrayed. And so, Jennifer, why don't you share with us a little bit about what comes up for you when you think about managing or strategizing the first couple steps in this betrayal process?
Yeah, well, I have to commend you, Leanne, because that approach is phenomenal. To be able to, whether physically or emotionally, be able to step back and know how to pick yourself up like that is absolutely incredible, because some of our instincts are just like, as you can imagine, like a train wreck or any sort of state of emergency. People just panic. And you tend to go back to your most, sometimes childish ways in order to cope. And they're not always the healthiest, if you will. So what you just shared there is absolutely incredible. To be able to step back and look at your emotions and sort of keep them in check, I would love that. I also want to just, you know, validate anyone that's listening right now to just let you know that I understand that if you're experiencing a betrayal that's just very, very fresh to you, that it's almost impossible, like driving in the fog, to see right in front of your face right now, because you are just reeling. And yet some of us who have sort of got the battle scars and we've made it through, such as myself, I can see miles ahead now, but I can assure you that when this all came to light for me, I could not. It was like driving in a fog. So I really just want to acknowledge and validate that some of what we may say today sounds a little bit far out there, but if you can trust me, which is what we'll talk about next, I think you can get there. I know you can get there. But in terms of managing, you know, the initial betrayal as it's coming upon us, it's really about stabilizing ourselves. It's about not making things worse, quite frankly, at that moment. Some strategies that I coach women around are around journaling their feelings, especially if they're not comfortable yet sharing with another individual. we tend to feel isolated in a betrayal, depending on the nature of it, and we may go into our turtle shells, and while we're trying to figure this stuff out, we isolate. So the only way we can get out those feelings is to journal. I would also, encourage people to...
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I just want to echo that, that is incredibly powerful, because those initial feelings are very real and do need to be validated. And oftentimes writing those down, I just so want to echo that. Jennifer, I really appreciate you sharing that. And that, realizing, and when I say, taking control of our emotions, stepping back and looking, I only can say that because of the betrayals that I've gone through where I've absolutely went ballistic and my whole body went numb, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe, right? And so I just want to, echo what you're saying. And if you do not, listeners, I just so resonate with what Jennifer's saying, that if you do not have a person that you can go to, reach out to one of us here. We are here for you as coaches, as sisters, and as friends. You are not walking this alone. So we will be giving you contact information as the show progresses here, but just really know that you're not walking alone. So, yeah, awesome. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, beautiful. So what else do you have for us as far as a strategy before we move on to our trust piece?
Well, also what I encourage women to do is learn how to ground themselves or center themselves, because oftentimes those, as I think you already mentioned, those floods of anxiety can overwhelm us. And so some deep breathing, meditation, whatever works for you will help ground you and center you so you can cope either in that moment or, quite frankly, just get through the hour or get through the day. I will echo this 1,000 ways to Sunday. Self-care. You may have poured yourself into that relationship for so long, whatever relationship it is, that you've almost lost yourself. Now's the time I give you permission to be selfish. So if it's a mom, go have that bath. Lock the door. It's okay. If you like to exercise, get out there. Go for a run. If you're creative, take that pottery class that you've never done before that you've always wanted to do. Get out there and take care of yourself, because as you do that, you will build the strength that you need to cope with the betrayal.
Well said. And did you have something else? Go ahead.
Oh, I have one sort of particular exercise that I can share before we move on, but I'd like to hear what you have to say first.
Oh, I just am echoing. My head is nodding and bobbing. Listeners, you have been given some amazing tools in that self-care piece is so incredibly important. And oftentimes, as wives and as mothers, we do put ourselves last, and we make sure that everybody else's needs are completely taken care of before we take care of ourselves. And while that is a very noble and very glorious, beautiful thing to do, to take care of others and to serve others, because I come from a heart of service and very passionate about my family, when we do not take care of ourselves, we become this empty vessel where a lot of those negative thoughts and emotions can come in and fill us. And when we have been betrayed at the very core level of who we are, what we are filled with then is despair and dread, depression, anxiety, and a very distorted view, right, of what's really going on in our world. And when we can stop for just a minute and go, wow, I need to take care of myself, or I can't even get out of bed in the morning. I can't even have a conversation that is rational with myself, my God, or another human being. And so oftentimes clearing out all of that by just releasing some of that negativity and those emotions that are so bubbling up for us, when we can provide ourselves with that opportunity through self-care, it changes our perspective, and it allows us to be filled with light and truth again. And so by really understanding that is a very huge piece, and so really want to echo that, and giving ourselves that permission You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you have been betrayed, we give you permission. Jennifer and I stand in agreement and give you permission to take care of yourself.
Yes, absolutely. That is well said, and such a testimony to the importance of you know, you don't even have to put yourself first. Just don't make yourself last anymore. If that's too
Amen.
Hard for you, if that's too hard for you to really make that leap from last to first, I get that. I get it.
Yes.
Make yourself like second last, and then move your way up to the front of the pack. But just don't make yourself so far last that you think you're first, because that's what gets us into trouble. For sure.
Well,
so let me just share one quick exercise, and I will go through this really, really fast for the sake of time. So listeners can always contact me later for more depth on this. But if, you know, if you're more practical and you want something you can do right now to sort of just process through this betrayal, what I encourage people to do is on a sheet of paper, divide it into four quadrants, and we call this the shield of safety. And in each one of the boxes, write S-A-F-E for safe. And under S, you're going to write down some things that you will do for your self-care, just as we spoke about. Under the A, you're going to give yourself some affirmations, so some positive things that you know to be true about yourself or others have said about you. For F, you're going to write three or four early goals that you will set for yourself that will help you recover from this betrayal. And under the E, that stands for encouragement. And I want you to write down there the names of individuals that you can turn to that will give you that support when you need it most. And carry that with you. Write it on cue cards. Put it on your dashboard. Carry it in your purse. Stick it on your mirror. It will become your shield of safety.
Jennifer, beautiful. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, our beautiful listeners that are listening, what I'm going to ask Jennifer to do is to go ahead and make, if you could, Jennifer, just briefly make a Word document for us, because I come from such a place of service. And if you could make a little bit of a Word document and send that to me, and I can post that on my blog as well as on my Facebook page and link it to you, whatever you want to do on that. But those are just an incredibly valuable tool for really helping us to feel safe in that train wreck. I love that. Thank you for sharing that amazing strategy with us to move us out of the trail. So listeners, I know that that went fast. We can tweet it, we can Facebook it, we can LinkedIn it, we can pin it, we can do all kinds of things so you do have access to this amazing tool, because we don't want to lose your wisdom, Jennifer, that you have brought to the table for us today.
No, I'm happy to do that. And I have some of those resources posted on my website as well, which we'll talk about at the end.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, real quick, why don't you go ahead and give your website address to our listeners right now before I go into kind of the Life Coach Radio Network commercial that I need to give here in just a moment.
Sure. My website is www.dawninghearts.com. That's D-A-W-N-I-N-G, hearts with an S.com. And you can reach me at Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, at dawninghearts.com.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jennifer, for doing that for our listeners. So listeners, I just want to take a brief moment as well before we move into our next segment of the program and tell you about some upcoming shows on the Life Coach Radio Network that you have the privilege of tuning into. On 9/20, you can join Coach Mandy at 1 p.m. for Train Your Brain and Up Your Game. On 9/24 at 12 p.m., you can join in with Coach Jeff for Fun to Fortune, the Entrepreneur Startup Success Program. And also on 9/25 at 5 p.m., it is going to be all about the Prosperity Boot Camp, attracting prosperity easily and effortlessly. And the next time the Walk Your Talk Coach will be on Life Coach Radio Network is on October the 3rd, which is also a Thursday. You can find me every month on the first and third Thursday of the month. My times do vary depending on the availability of my esteemed and honored guests. You can also find me at walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. So I will be giving more information as time goes on information on how to contact me as well. So, Jennifer, let's go ahead and move on to the trust piece. And so, as I was thinking about trust, you know, you shared at the beginning of our conversation together today on our radio program that betrayal begins with trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that. And what really came up for me is whether or not we are in a marital relationship that has been violated, whether or not we are in some sort of a family relationship where that covenant or commitment to one another has been betrayed at some level or not, we did begin with trust with them.
Mm-hmm.
Trust is, in my opinion, the oxygen that keeps the relationships alive and thriving. And trust really breeds intimacy. You know, when I also think of trust, I think of walking up to a chair and sitting down, and we are truly believing that that chair is going to hold us up.
Mm-hmm.
And we can think about that in the ways that we interact with other people. It's really that firming up an alliance with another person, because we rely on their integrity, their strength, and their ability to commit to us, for us, and through us. And so as I think about trust being the oxygen that keeps relationships alive, I think about the own areas in my life where that trust has been violated, and it really does take my breath away. And it's like somebody just totally stepped on my chest. And, you know, I really can't breathe. And so that's kind of, you know, a very small portion of trust for me. But I wanted to start that and introduce trust in that way as the oxygen in which we breathe within the context of a relationship. And so, Jen, share with us what comes up for you when you think of the word trust.
Well, first of all, I have to say you're speaking to my inner nurse when you put it in terms of oxygen. That was incredible.
Mm.
What a way to phrase it. It's that fuel, which we all know oxygen is that fuel for fire. And if trust is the oxygen, fire is the betrayal. You can see how that sort of links together. So that actually put a smile on my face. In terms of being a nurse, so thank you for that today.
You're welcome.
For me, I think trust, I mean, all of this is extremely personal, but for me, trust is consistency over time.
Mm.
So I know some of the clients I work with, they want to heal, they want to deal with this, they want to do the work and get it over with right away. But the nature of it is that you have to have that patience because you can't control time. You have to be able to have, whether it's days, weeks, or months, or even years, of a consistent behavior that you're observing in order for your inner being to feel safe again in the form of trust. And I also want to encourage people and our listeners today to recognize that it's possible to be trusting in some areas and maybe not in another. So, for example, in my situation, I couldn't trust my husband, as I learned, to be faithful to me. But I was very trusting and always was, still am, around my physical safety with him, my financial security. Those types of things allow me to leverage future trust-building exercises. So I just want to encourage people to also look at emotional predictability, truthfulness, those sort of categories, and define where their trust has been violated And try to avoid throwing the baby out with the bathwater, as they say. Don't globalize that that particular individual or group of people are altogether not trustworthy. I think it can be defined in different chunks or different silos in terms of where you've been violated.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, I definitely resonate with what you're saying and totally agree with you on that area. Just because there was an area violated, right, doesn't necessarily mean that that whole entire person or situation cannot be trusted in any other area.
Yeah.
But just like, you know, I was tapping into your nursing with the oxygen, you know, oftentimes somebody stepped on our air hose. And so it is hard, right? When our bodies and our minds are deprived of oxygen, what happens to the brain? You know, even referring back to that fog, we don't see things very clearly anymore. And so that realization to step back just a moment and say, okay, wait, what's true here? What is true? And really kind of do some evaluating in that area. I love your energy behind that. That's right. So what comes up for you when I say that?
Well, I've come to learn that trust is a decision. You take in information from all around you, and you make that decision to trust somebody or a group of people. You know, you'll have those thoughts about, how can I trust again? I've been so naive. I have no idea who I am anymore because of all the trust I put in this person, or the safety, or like I mentioned already, globalizing, saying that in one situation over here means you can't trust anybody ever again. You get to choose. That's the empowerment, whether it's through self-revelation, God, or through your coach. You can get to a point where you feel empowered to make that decision. You get to choose to trust again. And that's a whole different feeling than that feeling of betrayal and the heaviness of mistrust. You get to choose somebody.
Absolutely. And oftentimes we forget that we have a choice.
Yeah.
We forget that it matters how we show up every day in each relationship or in each conversation that we have as we journey this thing called life and try to live in such a way that honors our values and embraces our identity. And oftentimes, you know, trust begins with even trusting ourselves to make wise decisions and to trust ourselves to make the choices that are going to benefit us and those that we love all around us.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. In particular, that's one of the areas that I coach women in particular. Before you can even consider trusting another person, you have to trust yourself. And that's not to take away from the violation that you've experienced, but it's to just be able to step back and recognize things like, where did you abandon yourself in the past? Where did you not trust your gut instincts, your intuition? And, you know, be able to take yourself back into those times and just not go deep into, you know, analysis over it, but just to be aware, to feel it again briefly, and then decide, okay, you know what, things are different for me now. I can go back and I can start again, and from now on I will trust that, like, itch I get in my stomach or that little niggly feeling I get. Or, you know what, I abandoned my values and myself over here. I'm not going to do that anymore. And that all builds that trust within yourself, which can only leverage you to build trust in others. It's a pretty beautiful thing when it actually happens.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is a process. Our trust will be tested
time and time again.
Ooh, over and over again. And, you know, trust is something to be earned, not only with other people, but with ourselves. And I truly believe as well, Jennifer, that trust grows in an atmosphere of love.
Yes.
And so when we're loving ourselves and who we were created to be, and we really do claim our identity, then in turn we're able to learn to trust and forgive and move forward, even if it's a baby step or a toe tap at a time. And so it's one of those areas that trust can build upon each other, right? It's kind of being in that place of building a memorial stone and having the strength to look back at when you've trusted yourself in the past and how that's worked from you. Then we are able to really experience. Sorry, I'm getting messages and texts. I got a little bit distracted there for just a second. People are chiming in, Jennifer, on our call. I think it's resonating with a lot of people. And so I just wanted to put a shout out to you. Thank you for connecting with me and on this radio program. I know this is resonating deeply with a lot of us. And yeah. So where was I? Jennifer, help me out as far as trust is earned. Trust will be
tested.
Yeah,
well, I want to pick up on something you said, too, that it's a process.
Yeah, please do,
okay?
because I am getting all kinds of chiming, so help me out here.
Please acknowledge all those wonderful people. I'll just speak to the fact that I just want to caution people as well that when you have made that decision to trust, try to avoid what we call that magical thinking. And that is speaking to what Leanne just said about the fact that, you know, it happens overnight. Like, it doesn't. It's a process. And people will, you know, we're all human. People will falter. And it's about staying the course and building that trust in yourself first, as we've already identified, and then allowing others to build it for you and with them. And I just want to, again, caution that it doesn't happen overnight. It's okay to be patient, which is probably a whole other conversation about patience. And the other thing, while I can, I want to stress the fact that this is where it's critical for people to set boundaries. If they haven't already, or even if they had them but didn't articulate them clearly, or whatever the case may be, this is critical. Set boundaries for yourself. And I have some tips about how possibly to go about that, which maybe I can post again for you, Leanne, as well as on my website, if that helps.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer. And I am trying to get back to these folks. And I am just loving your message. And so, again, so incredibly honored that you are here live with me today. You know, listeners, Jennifer and I are ordinary women with an extraordinary message. And we are here to be of service to you in any way that we can be. And so, you know, we both have such a heart for you and are coming to you. You know, we're inviting you into a little piece of our world. And don't ever feel like you're walking alone. That keeps coming up for me as you and I are sharing, Jennifer, that, you know, we all need to know we are not alone as women. We are not alone as men, we are not alone as individuals on this journey called life through these steps, through betrayal, trust, and forgiveness. And so thank you for that. And I would love for you right now to share those tips with our listeners. And listeners, again, I want to offer you up this phone number, 646-716-9397, if you would like to chat, share your thoughts with Jennifer or myself. Go for it, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. I have to start by saying one of the most profound things that I learned, and it goes back to that con statement that we talked about earlier, is believe behaviors. A lot of times, whether it's women or just people in general, depending on their circumstances, you want so badly to trust that person for a variety of reasons that you ignore what might actually be happening in front of you. So I encourage you all today to just be able to step back and, to a certain extent, avoid the verbal reality that you get from the other party's mouth and just step back and watch for the behaviors. So in other words, we've all heard that saying, action speaks louder than words. And nothing could be truer when it comes to rebuilding trust. If someone says to you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, let me show you, great, step back and watch. see if they actually do it. And that's part of your boundary setting. So I'll just quickly go through these. Boundaries are very complicated, or they can be, and I'm happy to walk anybody through these. But generally speaking, identify the boundary. What is your line in the sand? Okay, call that out, state what it is, and then identify what will happen if your boundary is crossed. Okay, so don't lie to me. And if you do, this is what happens. If you don't look me in the eye when you talk to me, this is what will happen. And then you need to enforce that action, because the other party will learn very quickly, if you don't follow through, that they can just walk all over you, and then you won't get healthy yourself. And then ultimately, be accountable to someone for that. This is a huge change for you to really put out those boundaries and to be bold that way. So reach out to someone that you trust, that you can share with, and say, I'm really trying to make this change. Hold me accountable.
Beautiful. Amazing tools. And listeners, I just want to echo each one of those. And, you know, the first one that I want to echo is that whole piece of believing the behavior. People can say a lot of things. Whether or not they actually follow through with them is quite another. That's probably, that's part of the reason why I'm the Walk Your Talk coach. You know, I value integrity. And I want what people say to line up with what they do. And especially in this area of restoration and recovery from a betrayal, my goodness, show me, you know, show me the meat here. And, you know, don't try to pull the wool over my eyes. Right, Jennifer? It's one of those things of I've got to see that you are actively pursuing healing. And if you are not, help me to understand why not. Because we are in this committed situation, whether it be a husband and wife, a parent and child, friend to friend, church member to church member, pastor to congregation, whatever it is, right? Show me. And, you know, that's a very powerful tool. And that accountability piece is so incredibly valuable. Express that enough. We oftentimes think that through betrayal, that shame and the pain and the distancing that we can put between other people, and that maybe hiding it a little bit will make it be better, will help the situation. And I come from the belief system that nothing good happens in secret. Oh, my goodness. And so, you know, that's a hard thing to say, but keeping secrets really does not bring healing. And, you know, having stuff hidden and in the dark does not bring healing. And so by being accountable to another and by expressing the consequences, right, that can come up that you have instituted together in this mutual relationship, and holding each other accountable in that is an incredibly valuable tool. So thank you, Jennifer, for sharing all of that. You know, I am sitting here amazed at how quickly and rapidly our time together has gone.
I know.
I just took a peek at my watch, and I am just amazed. And I know our listeners are getting incredible amount of value and content out of our call. And I really don't want to miss, Jennifer, the opportunity to tag into now this forgiveness piece that we had put out to the world that we were going to be able to talk about today. So I'd like to take our last 10 minutes or so and chat some about forgiveness. You definitely wound up the betrayal and the trust piece so beautifully for us. And so I would, if it's okay with you, just really want to take this time to jump into the forgiveness piece together in our last few minutes.
Sure. No, that's great. And, of course, we leave the best for last, don't we? This is probably one of the most challenging things that I've not only personally experienced and what it means, but those around me. And just like I expressed with trust, this, I find, forgiveness and the definition of it is even more personal. It's like nailing jello to a tree, as I've heard. It's almost hard to define, but for me, it's about letting go of the hurt that someone else caused me. you know, some quotes that we hear all the time that have spoken most deeply to me, especially in my early days of just absolute pain, was that I can forgive from a different address. And I think that actually came from Dr. Phil. And what that's really alluding to is not actually the physical separation, you know, say in a marriage, but meaning that it's okay to set those boundaries, create that distance. You can still forgive, and you don't have to be right in there with that person in their day-to-day activities. Forgiveness is also not forgetting the past, but rather choosing to forget the past. It's a choice, back to that choice thing we talked about. And then, Leanne, I think you had, as you posted this promotion for our talk today, had a page that just, oh, it identified almost like 1,000 different versions of what forgiveness could mean. And I encourage people to go back to that. It was on Facebook to see, you know, what resonates most with you. But for me, and I had heard this quote ages ago, was about forgiveness is letting go of the hope for a different past. That was huge for me because my ideal marriage, my perfect marriage that I thought I had, was completely blown to bits. And I had to let go of what I thought was my fairy tale and then recreate what my new fairy tale would be. So what are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, totally resonate with that. Totally agree. You know, I loved when you said about nailing Jell-O to a tree.
Yeah,
you know, just that visual, right, that visual of that. Being from the Midwest, Jell-O is a huge staple.
Okay, so you guys have Jell-O in the States then. It's not just a Canadian thing.
We have Jell-O in the States. I'm glad to know that Canada represents Jell-O as well. And, you know, when I think about that, I think about that difficulty of letting go and that you referenced as well, and that it's okay to set boundaries. And it's okay to set boundaries from a distance. I love that. You know, when I think of forgiveness as well, Jennifer, I think that forgiveness is a real deliberate act on our part. And we have to choose to forgive.
Yeah.
And one thing that we have an opportunity to do as well is receive forgiveness from other people and receive forgiveness, right, from our Creator. And oftentimes those are very challenging things to do. And I think that forgiveness and healing can come about when we actively pursue them through different exercises that we do, through working with a coach, with a trusted friend, with a therapist if necessary, and really leaning into our higher power, whatever that may be. And for me, that higher power is Jesus. For our listeners, it could be, you know, somebody or something very different, and I honor that. But I do want to just say that oftentimes that is an area where we do go to receive forgiveness and to be filled enough so that forgiveness can spill out of us and into the lives of others. And, you know, one of the things, too, that I think about in forgiveness, forgiveness is not cutting ourselves off. It is, but it is the realization that I can't control another person. And another thing of, another element of forgiveness for me is it's not letting go, it's not denying that the situation happened, but it's accepting that that situation happened. And like you shared, Jennifer, okay, what is my new normal now? And I have the choice to create a new normal, to let God, in all of his mercy and grace, help me to be fearless, to love more, and to reach out and search out what it is to create a new normal.
And how does that feel when you talk like that about forgiveness?
Oh, how does that feel? That is a loaded question. It is kind of like looking at a bucket with holes in the bottom and I keep pouring into it. And it keeps draining out. That forgiveness is a choice that I am going to have to make every day. It's a choice that I'm going to have to make to give it to others. And it's a choice that I am going to have to make to give it to myself. And oftentimes it's going to be needing to be prayed up and prayed through and offered up in such an incredible sacrifice. It's an incredible sacred place for me, mm-hmm. forgiveness is. How about you?
Oh, wow. The way you spoke really lifted me up. I could hear the lighter side of forgiveness, if you will, because a phrase we often use in recovery of partners of sex addicts is we want to be better, not bitter. And
yeah.
bitterness breeds in that lack of forgiveness. It you end up fueling it every day that you don't forgive somebody. Doesn't mean that you're condoning what they did. It just means that you're actually able to let go, whether you look at it as being the better person or whatever. But in the end, you will heal. You will be better as a result of that forgiveness. And I heard some of that coming through with your energy and those words that you described about what it looks like when you actually forgive.
Yeah. Because you know what? A root of bitterness doesn't serve anybody very well at all. And, you know, throughout the whole history of my life with the different things that I have been allowed to experience, I have had opportunities, just as you have, Jennifer, and I'm sure our listeners have, of whether or not we're going to be bitter or better.
Right.
And we do have a choice on which road that we're going to take. And, you know, we have a couple of listeners on right now, and I just wanted to just make sure that they don't want to interact with us. So give me just a moment. 505, if you would like to chime in, please feel free to ask a question. Area code 505, anybody out there want to share with Jen or I? Okay, looks like we're good. I think we're good. I did not hear an answer from them. And so 505, if you would like to speak with us, please, I believe it is, press 1 on your phone. So great. Well, Jen, we are at the top of the hour.
I can't believe it.
That we are here. And so how about if we just, in honor to respect, and so I can walk my talk in integrity and keeping up with the hour-long commitment that our listeners have made to listen to us. How about if we go ahead and share our contact information so people will know how to get a hold of you and get a hold of me? And if you have, you know, kind of a one-sentence closing thought for our listeners, please feel free to go ahead and do that.
Sure. To me, all things are possible with God. So wherever you are on this journey of healing, don't give up. Miraculous things can happen. I am proof of that. I really, truly am. And the same can happen for you. You can reach me at jennifer@dawninghearts.com, and my website is www.dawninghearts.com.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jennifer. And I am Leanne, the Walk Your Talk coach. Incredibly privileged to walk this journey called life with you. You know, I'm just an ordinary gal doing extraordinary things, trying to help the world around me and myself to journey through this life in victory. And really want to echo everything that Jennifer shared. We will be providing you with the information, some of the tools that we have presented before you today. And I want to encourage you both to visit our website. You can find me right now at walkyourtalkwithleanne.com. That's Leanne spelled L-E-A-N-N-E. You can also find me on Facebook at Walk Your Talk Coach at La Dote Vita Coaching. You can find me on LinkedIn, Pinterest, and what am I missing? Seems like I'm missing something. Twitter. There we go. You can also find me on Twitter at Leanne the Coach. And it is an incredible privilege to be here with you. You know, to let go and to forgive is to let God. It's really all His anyway. It's to fear less and to love more, and that brings us to a place of freedom. So again, I am just so privileged and honored, Jennifer, to have you with me today on air live. And listeners, we are, like I said, just real women living real lives before you, humbly and very honored to walk this journey of life called with you. We can be victorious through betrayal. We can learn to trust again, and we can learn to forgive again, starting with ourselves. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Incredibly honored that you are here with us today, and just really consider it a privilege to walk my talk with you. Jennifer, again, my highest esteem to you, my beautiful friend and colleague. I encourage those of you who would like to reach out to Jennifer to do that. If anything that we have said today resonates with you, please share this archived, will soon be archived, radio show with your friends, with your family. Listen to it again and again to keep yourselves encouraged. We have victory. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Jennifer, my esteemed, beautiful colleague, have a beautiful day, everyone, and live life on purpose.